Yo, 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 in the building. We are back, back, back. It's Indeed. Welcome, everybody, for being here. Welcome, everybody, to the world of independent pro wrestling here on BodySlam.net. It's your boy, Righteous Reg, favorite rapper, your favorite writer, favorite podcaster. Everybody knows what it is. Shout out to Mike. He is, you know, he's out here. He's somewhere in the universe existing, living his life, too. He could be seen. He could be heard. He could be something here eventually. But today we have a very special guest. Independent wrestling, of course, we talk about. So someone who has been everywhere out here, it seems, very recently in the independent world of pro wrestling, doing some commentating, doing some ring announcing. What I love about independent wrestling is, like, he has those two jobs, but when you're an independent wrestler, I'm sure he has, like, at minimum five more that he does anytime he exists at a show, because that's just how independent wrestling works here today. So today we got Jordan Cassell here to represent some great independent wrestling. How are you today, Jordan?
Well, Reg, after an intro like that, I'm terrific. That was, I know I'm the announcer guy, but that was, I mean, you might as well take my job. That was terrific, man. I'm on cloud nine, dude.
And was I correct in the, you definitely have more jobs when you're at an independent wrestling show? It's not like you're ever just doing those two. Most shows you probably have, you know, at least two or three other little.
Most certainly, you know, whether I'm ring announcer or commentary are certainly the main ones that I'm kind of wrangled and titled as, but like, whether I'm calling a show or whether I'm bringing out, not to put the cart before the horse, but just this past weekend at Garden State Pro Wrestling, I was doing post-match interviews. And a couple of weeks before that at Fight Life, a new promotion in Providence, Rhode Island, I was doing commentary for half the show. And then the other half, I was in the back getting interviews and getting social stuff for Patreon and Twitter and whatever. And so there's always many hats that kind of comes with the territory for sure.
Yeah, when you're at an independent wrestling show, it's always kind of like stay on your toes. Like, you never know what kind of position you might be needed in. Just like stay ready so you don't have to get ready, which is amazing. That's why we love independent wrestling, right?
I mean, half the charm of it is the fact that you feel like they're kind of flying by the seat of their pants and rolling and just making it happen as they go. And that certainly doesn't stop with the sort of ancillary broadcast positions that I have. That's the name of the game, 100%.
Right. So a little bit before we got on air, we talked about how you used to do some Impact Wrestling reviews. When you were younger, people probably can find those things. How did you get to...
I'm sorry to cut you off. To my knowledge, they are off YouTube. And that is a recent thing. They have been purged from YouTube. But they're still on Daily Motion, I believe. Nice. So if you Google hard enough, you can find them on there.
Definitely. So how did you get to being in the position to being the ring announcer this past weekend for Garden State Pro Wrestling, for example?
Yeah, I mean, for Garden State specifically or just for...
Just in general, how, you know, to be able to be in that position.
Yeah, I mean, I've loved wrestling since I started watching late 2009. So I was eight, I believe, my math serves me correct. Born in 2001. Yeah, I think that's right. I've loved it ever since. I've gone to shows ever since. I've been fortunate to go to a lot of, in addition to WWE, TNA, AEW, also smaller independent shows, is the topic here, as you can see the logo. And so I've just been fortunate enough to be around it for so long. And, you know, you get to know people. Wrestling is such a small world. You get to make friends, and you get to see familiar faces and kind of form and cultivate these relationships. Which I've been very fortunate to do in over the years, over the past, it's coming up on 13, 14 years now, which is crazy. I think especially like being active on social media and keeping those connections that way and networking. I have a background. I'm currently majoring in screen acting over at school, over at Chapman University, just out of frame. There's a little banner here. And before that, I went to performing arts high school. So I've always been like a performer-oriented person, I guess you could say. It's always been like a dream in the back of the head to say, like, man, how cool would it be to combine those passions and perform as a part of this wrestling thing that you love so much. And over COVID, I think I really got to thinking about reevaluating and thinking, like, man, like, I have loved this stuff for so long. It's always been this pipe dream. I'm sitting on my ass doing nothing. How about we take some actionable steps? Right. Just we can make this happen. Reach out to people, you know, get the suit and whatever it is to look a certain way, a bunch of these little things. And coming up on about a year ago now, it was August of 2021, the good folks over at Violence and Suffering took a shot on me. They were far from the first people that I had reached out to, but I have a very good relationship with Isaac, who runs things there. And they took a shot on me, put me on their pre-show, and one thing led to another, and the rest is history, as they say. And in the past almost year, I think it's going to be a year in like 2 weeks, if my math serves me correct. It's been a wild roller coaster. So you ask, that's my long-winded way of saying.
No, that's great. Yeah.
You ask how you got there, but I don't really know, to be honest. But that's the best approximation I could give you.
Right. Yeah. It's pretty much like I like to get across. Cause you know, I'm sure people ask you at this point, like, how did you get on the show? How do you get to this position from here? And it's just like, great to hear inspiring stories of, you know, how you came up and you know, you just figure out it's a lot about networking is what I've learned out here. It's just like being on social media, being seen, networking. And it's just like, you know, it's like an inspiring story for people to know that you could do it from your home if you work it the right way. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And like, and again, I think like, it's both, right? Because like it was from home. Like it wasn't like that was any sort of in-person thing. Like it was a matter of reaching out and doing that over a direct message from home, like you're saying. But I do think it's invaluable to the progress that I made. So much of that is because of the kind of like in-person connection
right.
that I make my shows, and so what I'm saying too. And of course, as I said, I'm very lucky to have been able to attend all the shows I've done and make that travel and have that be a feasible option for me. Totally not a feasible thing for everyone, and I understand. And it's definitely possible without that. But I would say, like, if you can, just to get yourself out there and just be seen and meet those people, because you never know. Like, when I, for example, I talk about VXS. When I met Isaac, who I said gave me my first shot, I had no idea that he was the brains behind all that. I thought he was just, like, some camera guy. And I just kind of got to know him over time and followed him on Twitter and all that. And before I know it, he's running these shows with, you know, PCO versus Too Cold Scorpio and Nick Wayne versus Brian Cage and all these crazy things. And this opportunity just kind of fell into my lap. And so I just say, as much as you can put yourself out there, both online and in person, it doesn't get better than that. Networking is the right word for sure.
Definitely. You talk a lot about here with companies that you've worked for. You're working for a lot of brand new, out the gate, first, third, fifth show companies. How does it feel to be able to work with these companies from legit the ground up? Like, we're seeing the evolution of these companies on social media, like from day one of someone, a promoter being like, hey, I'm thinking about running a show. And then a couple months later, they're like, hey, I got the venue. I got this. And they start announcing these wrestlers, these things. How does it feel to be a part of so many of these great companies that are now thriving from the ground up?
It's a very cool feeling, man. You know, I think on the one hand, I'm very fortunate that so many places around me have sprung up because I think if you're a wrestler, right, you can always find another, you can always put another match on the show. You can always make a match a triple threat. If you really want to, you can always find a spot for another wrestler.
Definitely.
But if you have a ring announcer, you have a ring. That's it. Mm-hmm. You have a commentator, if you have a commentary team, you have a commentary team. That's it. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, if someone can't make it a certain show, you can step in, of course, you know, a rotating thing, but that's not a guarantee by any means. And so I think I've been very fortunate that those kind of open opportunities have presented themselves and that mm-hmm. these places have taken a chance on someone like me who really is still so new to all this.
Right.
But it's been awesome to answer your question, man. It's been very, very cool to be a part of, to just see the way these places, what's up Garden State? to see these places like Garden State Pro Wrestling kind of grow and as you said, from the ground up, because it's one thing to step into a giant machine and be like, oh my God, this is such a cool, huge thing. And what an honor to be a part of it. But to help kind of build brick by brick and say, mm-hmm. like, I remember when this was in front of 50 people
right.
at a brewery, and now it's in front of 200 people, and now it's in front of 500 people, and now it's in front of 1,000. And to say you were there every step of the way and you had some small part in that, mm-hmm. and you got to, from, especially in my case, the best seat in the house, see that journey and that arc is unbelievably cool. And mm-hmm. the fact that I've been able to be a part of it with places, like I mentioned, like Fight Life, like LA Fights, like Garden State, has been really, really just tremendously exciting.
That's awesome. So you're doing both things at some of these companies. You're doing ring announcing and commentary. How do you prepare at a show when you're going to be doing both those jobs?
Yeah, it's daunting for sure, because, you know, they're so different, right? People will mm-hmm. always ask, like, which do you prefer and how are they different and this, this, and this. And I feel like ring announcing is so much about that connection with the live crowd and,
right.
And like feeling the energy of that audience and giving them that energy back and like cultivating this connection and kind of mm-hmm. guiding them through it. And as yes, you're there as an announcer to put over the talent and to say their names and make sure all the information gets through. But as far as I'm concerned, equally important is to keep up that energy and to be a host.
Right.
And to kind of pull people's hand through. And so it's so much about that connection with the live audience. Whereas commentary, you don't really get that. You know, you might mm-hmm. get like a trance, they might make a little reference to you and you wave, but it's 99% about the people at home, especially mm-hmm. in independent wrestling, where oftentimes you won't even be seen on camera. And of course, I'm a freak who I think maybe twice I've had on cams doing commentary, and I still wear the suit, full suit and tie and dress shoes every time. Like an animal. But that's neither here nor there. The point being with commentary, it's much more about the people at home and much
right.
more relaying that story to the stream or the pay-per-view or whatever it is. And so I think jumping back and forth between that mindset can be very hard because like you're on the mic in front of everyone and you're all fired up and you're trying to get them into it. And then you have to step down and you got to kind of take a moment to yourself to be like, well, you can't be at a 10 right now on the same.
Right.
You're going to blow your levels out. People aren't going to mm-hmm. understand what you're saying. It's going to be mumbo jumbo. The type of energy I bring in the ring is not the same thing I can bring at the desk. So I love doing both. And it's a really fun challenge, but you definitely got to kind of measure yourself, if that makes any sense.
Got to be training your voice out here, it sounds like.
Yes. It's been a busy couple weeks, man. I got to make sure I get a good night of sleep the next couple of nights.
Where are you based out of? Because you're traveling all over the country, it seems, at this point.
I've been very fortunate with that. So I'm originally from Massachusetts, from the Boston area, mm-hmm. which is where I'm at right now. And I grew up there my whole life, whole childhood there. And I'm currently going to school at Chapman University, which is in California. So 8-9 months out of the year, I'm in Southern California, about half an hour outside LA, Anaheim, right where Disneyland is, if that
nice.
Is a reference.
Yeah.
Then the other 3 or 4 months, summertime breaks, things like that. I'll be back home. I'll be back north. And luckily, being this early on, a handful of companies have agreed to fly me out, which has been is crazy to me and which doesn't feel real and is super cool. And so I've been very, very blessed and very lucky in that has worked out the way it has. And I've been able to kind of split time between both coasts and, mm-hmm. you know, commit to my school commitments as well as having time at home and connecting back to the roots there when those opportunities present themselves.
Sweet. California. I'm out in California too, in Oakland.
Yes.
So yeah, you have a pretty good connection then when you do ring announce and do things for LA Fights. LA yeah. Fights has been putting on some great cards. The four, is it four or five at this point?
The last one was the fifth. And then
over
WrestleMania weekend in Dallas, they had JCW versus LA Fights, which
right.
is the bragging rights Survivor Series style tour four with Jersey Championship Wrestling.
Yeah, so I have a good connection with a lot of people that are featured out there on those yes. LA Fight cards, and I'm sure you do the same. We're here to talk about a great show that I just watched very recently, Garden State Pro Wrestling, because you had a big role out there. How did you think it came off as a first show? I thought it was pretty incredible, honestly, to keep it real. The crowd, you, the commentary squad, and all the wrestlers, everybody, the production, everything came off like it wasn't their first show. Like it was, it's been going on for a while. How did you feel about everything afterwards?
It was top tier, man. I'd say without a doubt, for me personally, probably the work I'm most proud of and my personal favorite night when it comes to the ring announcing, because I've done a fair amount of ring announcing, but it's been for a lot of smaller places, which no slight to those. They're great and I love them. And this is not me dogging on them for a second, but you can't compare to that energy, man. I mean, people had a lot of nice things to say about me from this past weekend, which I very, very much appreciate. But I could have gone out there and it could have been a wet fart and that place would have gone nuts, because that's how into it that crowd was, man. They were just buzzing. Like, there was a special kind of indescribable kind of energy there. And so to be a part of that and to have the pleasure to, as I was saying before, host and guide and be their kind of master of ceremonies was fucking unreal. Garden State has cultivated something really, really special. For a first show, as I mentioned, I've done a lot of first shows and they've all been great experiences, but just the level of talent they're bringing in, even down to the production with the little things like custom turnbuckle pads, custom ring canvas, video packages, things like that.
Replays.
Yes. Oh, shout out to the good brothers over at GoPro Wrestling. The best in the business. They're terrific. And so, yeah, no, they are operating on another level. Just kind of out of nowhere, which is crazy. But I'm glad they're here. And I'm glad that with Thy Kingdom Come, and I believe this is terrible, Dynasty Clash, I believe is the name of the September show. Garden State friends, please don't crucify me if that's it.
I'm sure they'll be in the comments, correct?
Yeah, they'll be very quickly.
That is correct.
Good. Thank you, Mike. As his spirit lingers, he's here. He's seen or heard, but his spirit lingers. Garden State is terrific. I can't wait to be back. They are good people. The fans are terrific. World-class locker room talent. Like, at my level, at kind of the experience level that I'm at, and just at the independent level in general, you can't ask for more.
What kind of goals and aspirations do you have here in the pro wrestling space? There's, like you said, it's very competitive, especially on a ring announce and commentary level. There's a lot of very great people out there. And I mean, you know, you're going to be fighting for some positions and spots and to you know, make your mark out here. What kind of goals do you have? Do you want to go to the big show? No Paul White ever? Like,
Captain Insano now.
Yeah, what kind of aspirations do you have out here?
I've always said that I want to make a living doing this, working in wrestling as a broadcaster. Whether that's commentary, ring announcing, interviewing, I really couldn't care less. As long as I got a microphone and a suit and a tie, managing, like, not that I've done a great deal of that at all, but like, as long as I can make a living holding a microphone and wearing a suit and tie and wrestling, that's fine with me. I'd love to do it at the independent level. I love the independent scene. I love the idea of making your own schedule and kind of having a very loose leash or no leash at all. That I don't think is feasible at this point. I think we're seeing it only just now start to become feasible for wrestlers.
Definitely.
And even that's sort of few and far between. Again, it's becoming more and more viable, but not the norm by any means. So as it stands, I think if I were to make a living, I think that would mean probably getting signed to the big show, as they said. And who doesn't want to be on TV? You know, who doesn't want to have that moment in front of 70,000 people? That would all be sick. But at the end of the day, I think to be able to pay my bills with wrestling would be, I'd say job well done. I'd say that I did what I set out to do, and I've made it, as they say. I mentioned earlier about making it and how, what a relative silly term that is, but I'd say if I was able to pay my bills through wrestling, I will have made it.
That's awesome. So you traveled around the country a lot pretty recently this last year. Independent wrestling is insanely hot. I'm sure at a lot of these shows, you're seeing some amazing matches. Who are some of your favorite wrestlers, maybe that, you know, aren't the biggest, aren't on top right now, but are up and coming that maybe we should be looking out for?
Oh boy, that's an excellent question. She's definitely on the come up for sure, but not someone who's, you know, on TV or been on TV or anything like that. I would say Sandra Moon is unbelievable talent. Yes. Fucking the match. She's so young. She's younger than me, which is crazy. And in addition to being a really good friend and a really just great, sweet person, she's amazing. The things she's able to do in the ring are unbelievable. And just such a great fiery passion, so strong, so quick. I've been very lucky to call a lot of her matches through LA Fights, and most recently against Effie for Agua. And she's on another level.
Shout out to Agua.
Shout out to Agua. Yes, sir. Slash the boy. Really all those Vegas kids, man. Lazarus, Jody the Wrestler, Adriel Noctis. They're all fucking great. Just, I think Vegas has a really underappreciated scene.
They do.
But they got some good stuff cooking there. So
shout out to FSW out there in Vegas. They're doing some cool things. Yeah.
Dr. Redacted, formerly known as Dr. Cube, despite litigious issues with Kaiju Big Battle, is a really sweet deathmatch performer and does some insane shit. And is just a top tier heel. And on indie, the big complaint with indie wrestling is that, oh, there are no heels, and everyone just cheers everyone, and everyone's just happy to be there. No one hates people and gets invested in telling stories. I've seen this guy walk into rooms like that and within 30 seconds have everyone telling him to shut the fuck up and booing, throwing shit at him. So he's fucking great.
Shout out to Charles Mason, who also can do that.
Charles Mason is spectacular. Another sleazy dirtbag who just does so much with so little, if you know what I mean.
Exactly.
And just really understands the intricacy of shit. He is spectacular. I'm trying to think of more like underrated dudes that like you wouldn't pop to the front of your mind, but who probably should and probably will inevitably because the career rises. Hunter Freeman is spectacular. Just this big, tall, redneck dude, brawler, kind of hardcore guy, but is fantastic and always tears the house down. Jordan Cruz is someone, and that's not a Jordan C bias. he's spectacular.
He's tremendous. I've seen him at West Coast Pro, and he's been doing a lot of great things.
Shout out to West Coast Pro, man. Scott
always
Amen. Really cool shit. James Kincaid and Veda Scott are like the best commentary team in wrestling, but you didn't hear from me. There's definitely more. So I'll think on that. And if any more names pop up, but there's some really good ones, especially in the West Coast. I'm sure you can attest to that. Like there's such great talent, and there's, we good. I'm seeing technical difficulties.
Mike might be here for a sec, I think.
I'm popping in to throw Ray Jazz's name into the hat for that.
Ray Jazz, man. Yes.
Jersey legend.
People have told me actually that I resemble Ray Jazz facially. That's something I've heard before.
Well, then you and Ray Jazz both resemble Ken Shamrock.
Okay. Shout out to Ken Shamrock.
Ray Jazz is baby Shamrock to me.
So then am I like... Is it like Ken Shamrock's the grandfather and Ray Jazz is the father, and I'm the is that the family tree that I'm the son here?
We could do that.
Sound of that. Yeah, that's working.
I'm gonna go back to my producer box off screen.
I love it. So Jordan, as I saw on your Twitter, you have a lot coming up. Please tell us where we can catch you, because there's gonna be a lot of places here kicking off in the next couple of weeks. So let us know the great places that you're existing out there that we could catch you in.
Yes, sir. Tomorrow, this Friday, for Chaotic Wrestling, I'll be in Lowell, Massachusetts for the Chaotic Countdown. I don't believe it's been announced exactly what I'm doing, but again, something with a suit and a microphone. And as you mentioned, always many rules. So I'll be popping up there. August 6th, we'll be back in Newburyport, Massachusetts. Excuse me. For the great folks over at Atlantic Pro Wrestling. So that's a week from tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken. I've ring announced a handful of shows for them, and they are always a grand old time. Recently under some new ownership, so happy to be coming back there. And then I believe August 17th, I'm going to be heading back to Fight Life in Providence, Rhode Island. That's a show on a Wednesday, I believe, which I love because it's
what
all
kind of show do they have? I haven't heard too much about
Fight Life. They're very new. This is only their third show, I believe. They have their first one back in June. It's a lot of kind of up and coming New England talent, kind of come from that same sphere of like chaotic wrestling or the Providence area.
Okay.
They also bring in some big names, Speedball Mike Bailey, Jordan Oliver, Alec Price, Janai Kai, Yo-Yo, I believe are all slated for the next show in addition to appearing at the last couple. So kind of a nice meeting of the worlds, like that foundation of New England talent and Rhode Island talent, and a more local core in addition to these bigger names from the Northeast, because like Jordan Oliver, Alec Price, Mike Bailey, we've all seen these guys, but you know, in GCW, they have a core roster. So Speedball Mike Bailey versus Tony Deppen is a great match, and who doesn't want to see that match? But I think it's fun to see a guy like that tear it up with someone maybe you're not familiar with and kind of shine a spotlight on these local New England dudes.
New England has a pretty hot scene that's pretty unrecognized, actually. A lot of great talent has came out of there, as we know, you know, like Sasha Banks, one of the greatest of all time. But yeah, they have
Tommaso Ciampa, Ivar.
Carmelo Hayes.
Yeah. Oh, my boy. Yeah. I'll tell you what, I'm so pissed at myself for not mentioning Carmelo Hayes because I met that kid when it was 2013. So I was 12. He couldn't have been older than 19, 20, 21. And he was working security at a chaotic show, like black shirt and jeans, scrawny little dude. And I met him there, just kind of saw his come up over the years from security. His first gimmick was a Michael Jackson impersonator.
That's right.
With his sparkly glove and the fedora.
Yeah.
And to see the way he's coming to his own. And like, legitimately, I admittedly do not watch a ton of WWE, but I will always tune in. Or at the very least, go back and watch whatever.
He's the man.
He's the man, absolutely. So yeah, that's Fight Life. And then August 20th, debuting for Blood, Sweat, and Tears Wrestling up in Connecticut. It'll be the first time that I'm working up there in Connecticut. So doing a little ring announcing for them. And then August 27th, back at Garden State Pro Wrestling for Thy Kingdom Come, the big
that new card. The card they're announcing already is insane, you guys. Oh my goodness, first that triple threat match! I'm gonna cry.
Michael Oak, Kumet, Seidel, Titus Alexander, insane, and then the Garden State Openweight Championship Tournament. It will conclude. The first champion will be crowned. I believe just announced Trey Lamar and Marcus Mathers versus Bussy versus the Workhorsemen.
Workhorsemen. Yes. Yeah. I love the Workhorsemen.
Anthony Henry from Evolve and most recently Ring of Honor. They're spectacular. And then what else? A Lucha Tag match. We got Sonny Kiss versus Kid Bandit. So it's going to be another stack show. Yo-Yo versus Starboy Charlie, Battle of the Heavyweight. So that's
going to
be.
Oh, I love it. Both guys have just been bulking up in the gym every single day. All they do is live in the gym, both those guys. And Yo-Yo just drinks coffee. That's all he wants to do.
Yeah. I love him. So yeah, that's August 4A. And then September, like I mentioned, heading back west for school. I got some fun stuff coming up there, but closing off the summer strong in New England in the Northeast. So I'm very much looking forward to the next month. It's going to be great.
It's hot. You're on fire every weekend, it sounds like. Congrats to you. That's what a weekend warrior is what they call it when you're just on the grind, making it happen. Tell us where we could find you on the socials, how else we could, you know, see where we could see you ourselves.
Yes, sir. Jordan at JordanW_S. That's JordanW_S on both Twitter and Instagram. I have a Facebook, but I don't really use it. And I don't have a TikTok. I don't have a TikTok because
I need to get one.
I know that I know that if I get one, I'll get addicted.
I don't
want that to happen. I have this addictive ADHD brain, and I've heard these stories of people with a much stronger will than I just mindlessly scrolling and looking up at the clock and realizing, fuck, like 3 hours passed by.
Yeah, definitely.
So I'm not trying to make that happen. But yes, Jordan W_S on Twitter and Instagram. for updates about upcoming shows as well as bad tweets. So there it is.
And lastly, what do you want the people to know about you before we leave here? What little nugget can you leave to let them know who the person Jordan is and why you should enjoy the things that Jordan does?
I would say that I am in so many ways just a dude kind of living his dream. And like I said, I really don't know how I ended up here. And I feel both very grateful and a great deal of kind of imposter syndrome to be doing a lot of the cool things that I'm doing. But at the same time, all those years of being a fan and loving this shit and, and studying it without even knowing that I was studying it has
Whoa, don't I know it.
Right. That's it. It's prepared me for this in a very unorthodox, unconventional way. And without tooting my own horn too much, I don't think I'm half bad at it. So check out some commentary, check out some ring announcing. Hopefully I'm on a show near you soon. And promoters, friends, if you're watching this, slide into the DMs.
Right in there.
Get in there.
No shame, no shame. Let it know out loud that you want to book.
I'm waiting for you. The door's open.
Not yes, it's so open.
Door, the forbidden door.
Exactly. I'm sure in a year it'll be, you'll be like, all right, you guys, I'm busy. Like, relax. I got 100 bookings. Relax here. Hopefully
once I can pay the bills, that's when we'll relax. Until exactly. then, no sleep. We keep it going.
Yes. So Jordan, thank you for being here. Indeed. We love everything about independent wrestling, and you are doing what independent wrestling is all about, being all over the country, gaining new fans, gaining new followers, improving your craft, being awesome on the mic. We appreciate you out here in independent wrestling, man. It's a great spot for you to be in. As always, it's Indeed, man. We got a bunch of great interviews and things coming up. There's 5 million independent wrestling shows all the time. There's a really great GCW shows. Tomorrow, there's the StarCast things going on. So watch you some pro wrestling, man. There's always things going on. There's a million pro wrestling shows. I'm behind because there's one happening legit every single day. It's Tuesday at 3 p.m. and there's a wrestling show going on. You're like, what the hell's going on? Why is there a wrestling show going on at 3 p.m.? Because that's how it is out here. So,
and we love it.
Yeah, we love it. Never stop, please. I want more, man. Just have it every single day at every hour. I want a wrestling show to be on right now. Shout out to Jordan. Thank you for coming. No. If not, it's going to be coming on. But I appreciate you for coming on. Thanks for being on Indeed. And thanks just for being great and being yourself.
Thank you, Reg, for having me. And Mike as well, you know, from afar. Yeah. In the shadows. We may not hear him or see him, but we feel him. So shout out, Mike, for making this happen, too. This has been a blast, guys. You never know what you're getting into when you go on a podcast, but this has really sincerely been a great time. So thank
exactly.
you.
And yeah, shout out to Mike for, of course, producer of the stars. He's out there in the world. So we appreciate y'all for being here today. Watch you some pro wrestling and please come back. See us again.